Well, it's not really sunny anymore. It's cloudy, but it still feels like springtime out there, and that's a good opportunity for you to get outside, walk around, and if you feel like you fell out of shape during the holidays, it's a good way to try and get back into shape, but you'll never really know if you're in shape until you do the Tackle the Tower Climb and Walk at Tower City. And here to tell us more about that, we've got Missy Toms with us here. Missy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you for having me, Andy. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, this is something I read about last week, and I thought, boy, oh boy, this would be a lot of fun to discuss. You know, when you take a look at the details, I was exhausted just looking at the steps and the stairs that are involved in this. It basically, and I'll let you expand on this, you're walking the stairs at the terminal tower, right?
Correct. That's 42 floors, and that equals 802 steps.
Oh, my goodness. Now, one of the things we love about having guests in studios, we get a chance to go over some of these things before we go on the air, and you were telling me some of the stories about those that do this in a more competitive form or fashion. They're in the elite group, as you mentioned to me, and some of these men and women do this in under 6 minutes?
That's correct. It was a category we added last year. It's actually something that happens around the country and other skyscraper-type buildings. So people will travel different cities and race. And so the elite class, yes, I think our winner was around 4 minutes.
4 minutes. See, now when we discussed this before, you talked about some of the methods that are used to get up and down the stairs. So maybe they're not touching every single stair, right? There's some other things they do in order to get around it?
Yeah, so what they do is they grab the handrail at where they break, where the floor breaks, and they swing their bodies up around. There's actually a guy who put a video up on YouTube on how to tackle the tower for the Ronald McDonald House and win.
Wow. Okay. I'm awfully intrigued. I might do some YouTubing here during the next commercial break to see how that's done. Because you think about anything like this, you're just going to run up and down the stairs, and then you're going to be, see, in my case, I'd be out of breath about, I don't know, 5 floors up. Now, there are a couple different types of courses here, right? Because you've got the elite class, as you mentioned. And then, Missy, you said you do the less competitive one, right?
I do the fun walk. So, you know, to preserve my my body, my friends and I will walk up the steps, and it actually isn't too bad because you can take breaks on the landings, and there's water on your way up. But it's really, we have people in their 80s, 90s participating. So I think as long as you walk around a bit, you're fine. You can do the fun walk.
Okay. Well, I mean, and you're right. If you're casually walking up the stairs, it's not nearly as bad. So I guess that makes a little more sense. Again, we're talking with Missy Toms, Ronald McDonald House in Cleveland here about the Tackle the Tower Climb and Walk event. It's at Tower City. Where and when is all this stuff taking place?
So it is taking place on Saturday, February 3rd, and registration is in Tower City Center in the lower level. And then the registration opens at 7, and then our first race starts around, you can pick which category you want to be in, which time you want to go. So we've timed it out so that people don't have to be there all day. They can pick a time slot, come for that, and go home. So,
and you mentioned earlier that the mascots in this great area of ours get involved with this pretty heavily also. Which mascots are confirmed for this day? I mean, we'll get into this a little bit later on here, too, but which mascots are going to be there?
So the ones that are definitely confirmed are Chomps with the Cleveland Browns, Moondog with the Cavs, and Webster, who's the Akron River Ducks mascot. But we'll probably end up having 8 or 9 by the time it rolls around.
I'm amazed that mascots are involved in this only because I know what a challenge that is for mascots to get up and down the stairs. Now, someone, I don't want to say took advantage of the rules last year, but one of the mascots didn't exactly make it up all those flights of stairs, and they used a little bit of assistance.
That mascot got off on the 10th floor and took the elevator up. But if you know those condiments well, you know that they can be rascally.
Yes, yes. Dare I say they might be a little yellow?
Yes.
You know, just throwing that out there. I mean, you can probably pick up on the hints as to
My favorite one.
Yeah. The one that gets a lot of notoriety at Tribe Games. We'll just
Correct.
Leave it at that. But, boy, I'm amazed that the mascots can make it. Now, I'm assuming they've got to stop every few floors, don't they?
They actually do it pretty quickly, but I tell you, they do end up having to take off their masks, a lot of them. And that's why we don't allow anyone in the stairwell with them, because, you know, they are who they are. They're that person mm-hmm. that day. So by the time they get to the top, they put their mask back on. They're wonderful with the kids. The kids love hanging out with the mascots. They play games with them and interact with them. And it's really fun for families.
Who's typically the leader in the clubhouse as far as the mascots go?
Moondog.
Moondog, he's...
Every time.
Okay.
Moondog wins every year.
Wait, Moondog is one heck of an athlete. I saw every home game, he does that thing where he shoots those half-court shots behind his head, and like almost every time he'll knock one in. It's incredible. I had no idea he was in as great a shape as you mentioned. He can get to the top there before every other mascot without having to use any of the tricks that yellow mascot uses,
Yeah, I mean, he did it, I think, just over 7 minutes. So that's fast.
Wow.
So at Brown's training camp this year, Chomps would walk around and challenge people to a push-up contest, knowing apparently that he's ridiculous at push-ups. People would say, okay. And then he went into his athleticism. And the guy can do two of the most amazing things I've ever seen. One-handed push-ups, he can just do them till the cows come home. With no additional help. But the most amazing part, in his full gear, he puts his legs up in the air and does two-handed push-ups with both legs up in the air.
Wow.
Like, almost horizontally, though. So it's not like he's doing handstand push-ups. They're, like, bent horizontally up. The ab and core muscles that you have to be able to do that is astounding. Those guys are athletes. Or
wow.
girls. I don't know who's behind
sure.
all of the costumes, mm-hmm. but they're athletes.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, I think those are two totally different kinds of feats of strength. You know, Moondog with the endurance going from the bottom floor to the top floor on the stairs, but that's pretty impressive, too. I mean, those are two remarkable physical accomplishments, no question about that. Well, this all goes for a great cause. How's the Ronald McDonald House tied in with all this?
So we sponsor this event. Hermes runs the race for us, and all the proceeds from the events go to help our families. We have our 55-room house off of Euclid, and then we have family rooms in four area hospitals. It's Metro Health, Rainbow, Cleveland Clinic, and Cleveland Clinic Fairview Hospital. And then we also have a Ohio-wide website called redtreehouse.org, and that helps families find resources after they leave our services.
Very cool stuff. Now, I know that we're still soliciting some entries to the race itself, right? It's not really a race, though, right? It's more like a climb, right? Is it?
Yeah, climb. But okay. We do have a race. We have a timed race.
Okay, so you're still looking for participants. I know you guys are also looking for volunteers as well, correct?
Correct. So you can contact us on our website, rmhcleveland.org. For either volunteering or for signing up for the event.
Very cool. Now, 16 years this has been going on. This will be the 17th year for it?
No, this is the 16th year. Last year was our big 15th year. Last year, we started doing a campaign where you can set up your own CrowdRise page and raise money for the Ronald McDonald House in addition to your climb. And so if you raise $150, you get a really nice jacket. So that's a...
I saw that jacket.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's waterproof. It's. I got to get my page up because I want a jacket too.
I mean, it's a micro fleece. It's nice. Like you said, it's rainproof, weatherproof. It looks really, really sharp. So all the more incentive to go on down there and check that out. Now, over the course of the last 16 years, how has this thing evolved and how has it grown over the course of the past decade and a half?
So it's grown quite a bit. Last year, we had 100 more participants than the year before.
Wow.
So as we're able to get the word out better now, we've really attracted a lot of people to the race. We used to be at Terminal Tower, and then we moved to Erie Side Tower, and now we're back at Terminal Tower. So we're excited to be back at our home. And the fact that you get to finish the race at the observation deck, have you been up there?
Not in many years, but
beautiful
view.
Beautiful
gorgeous.
View of the city.
Well, and the cool thing about getting to the very, very top there, whether you're an East Sider or you're a West Sider, and as I understand it, there's a great divide. I'm from the East Side, but now I'm a resident of the West Side, so I'm kind of like on both ends of that spectrum. I think Eastsiders and Westsiders really get along when they get up there because they both share that same fascination of being able to see all the way out east, out to Mentor, and then being able to see all the way out west, all the way past Avon. So it is kind of cool to see that when you get up there. Now, you mentioned Erie Tower and then also the Terminal Tower. Do the racers say that one is more challenging than the other?
Well, this the Terminal Tower has more steps.
Okay.
So more flights.
How many did the Erie have?
It had 37 floors.
Okay.
And this one's 42 floors.
When I was about 20, I worked for a security company that covered the gallery Erie Towers. Mm-hmm. And every other hour, we had to do both sides. So the 37 floors on the one side of the building as well as the other. So we had to do both sides every other hour. I mean, you're not being timed, of course, but it's grueling. So I can only imagine what these racers are accomplishing in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
So you've got some experience. You should be involved in this, right?
That was about 17, 18 years. That was about 18 years ago. I don't know that I could be doing that. I mean, sure, I would take your approach and just...
take my time.
Take my time, do the walk for the good cause.
My husband's 50. He can do it.
Does he race or does he do the walk?
Oh, no, he does the walk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. More my pace. I think yours as well, Andy.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't race up that thing. No way in the world. But see, walking would be cool because you get that sense of accomplishment of knowing you got up all those flights of stairs. Plus, you get to watch the mascot race, and then you get to watch the real competitive elite race also. So you get a chance to see all the interesting things going on. What was fascinating to me was you said people in their 80s and 90s do the walk?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have a woman who, she must be in her like 70s. She does it 5 times.
Wow.
She walks it 5 times every year.
So do you guys have people like set up every so many floors with potential water or something if anybody needed stuff like that?
Yeah, we have water.
Okay.
In the middle and at the top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to say, I don't imagine you could probably get by without water. I mean, you'd almost have to have it. Well, Missy, before we let you go, one more time for our listeners who are wondering how they can find out more information and how they can volunteer or get involved in any way, shape, or form.
Again, the event is Saturday, February 3rd. We have $5 on-site parking all day. You can visit our website at rmhcleveland.org to find us.
Very cool stuff. Missy, thank you so much for coming in studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very good stuff. Missy Toms with the Ronald McDonald House. Tackle the tower, climb, and walk. See, for me, it would most definitely be a walk. I'm not sure how quickly I would climb, but either way, sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.